This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes here on BFM. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Arvind, what have you got for me right now?
The bus update. And
wow.
It is... Where's the change? It is... There has been no change since the break. It is at 1,489 points. Active stocks by volume include Enzo Holdings Berhad, V Solar Group Berhad, and App Asia Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.28 against the US dollar, 2.95 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.07 against the Sing dollar.
Thank you very much for those updates. Right, what do we have on Instagram regarding our question, Chris?
Yeah, so regarding our question, we currently have a poll running. We have 30% yes, they would want to attend a micro event, and 70% no. And we also have Route 1 Gene, who says, especially not in an enclosed space.
Mm. Arv, you got anything on Twitter you want to highlight?
Yeah, so this we have a message from Sweetchuan who says micro equals to less than three people. Any tech company who can't deliver a virtual event successfully should not be in the tech business.
Boom!
Yeah. And then we have one from Siva who says it's always the question of adhering to SOPs. Secondly, asymptomatic cases could create a new cluster unknowingly. Better don't for some time.
I have a message over on WhatsApp from Tsai Yao Yang who says no. No events was never a fun of human interaction, and a crowd of them will be a nightmare.
Mm.
I fully feel you on that.
Yeah,
I can understand. Yeah,
I feel as though we're all part of a club here somewhere. Right,
the home buddies.
We're going to move on. Don't forget though, that is a question that we're asking. Would you want to attend a micro event, which, not according to our definition, somebody else's definition, is 250 people maximum. So just to be clear on that, three people or less, I understand, should technically be a micro event, but.
Mm-hmm.
250 people or less, maximum, sorry. So why or why not? The poll questions are, sorry, the answers are, yes, it's safe, yes, it's fun, no, still wary, and no, too busy. That's over on Twitter, at BFM Radio. Now, Arv has a story all about those Swedish geniuses over at IKEA.
Mm-hmm, the furniture guys.
Mm.
Yeah, so IKEA is trying to imagine what homes or home decor will look like post-pandemic. And it's quite interesting because they don't focus so much on the COVID side of things or on the pandemic or the virus side of things. They're using this moment as a catalyst to sort of figure out what new inventions might come out after the pandemic is over, or, you know, while we're trying to survive the pandemic. So your home has to be more than a place to sleep, they say. It's where we live a lot of our lives and even work and teach school. And so spending on indoor and outdoor furniture has gone through the roof. IKEA and its innovation lab Space 10 has launched a series of radical home concepts called Everyday Experiments. The project includes 18 avant-garde ideas created by several design firms that explore the question, how will tomorrow's technologies redefine the way we live at home? Again, the actual tie-in to COVID-19 isn't literal. There are no sanitizers or sterilizing lights or masks to be found in the collection. Instead, IKEA is noting the moment of change in our lives to introduce some interesting ideas. So they have a bunch of things, like there's this optical sound system that they've come out with, or they've imagined. It suggests that augmented reality could visualize the sound coming out of IKEA speakers. They're saying that because you're spending more time at home, you might want to put more interest and effort into your home deco. And this speaker, this IKEA speaker, sort of shows you the colors of the waves that are coming out of the speaker itself. So it colors your sound waves, basically.
So basically, it's a speaker that gives you synesthesia.
Yeah. Yeah. Or visualizes it. Yeah.
Cool.
In a kind of in an IKEA decoed kind of a space.
Right.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other things, but the interesting one is Point and Repair by Random Studio. It imagines using AR and object tracking cameras to let you literally point at a piece of furniture, have it scanned, and allow automation to detect what's broken and how it might be fixed. So if you have a table with a broken leg, it'll suggest, like, look, the thing's not balanced. You might want to get this piece and this piece. Obviously from IKEA.
Obviously.
To fix the broken leg on your table, to get proper furniture and stuff.
Just to let you know right now, there are no legs in stock in IKEA right now.
That is
just
a problem.
Just so you know. Don't break those legs.
Maybe tell them to include the space then thing. But no, so I brought this up not because of the inventions or the, you know, the imagining specifically, but I spoke to Bjorn Sprengers, and he's the CMO of Property Guru, and I did this during the MCO. And I was interested to know if property would be sort of marketed with work from home in mind. So now when we go to, if we see properties and listings and stuff, it says like 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1 storeroom, or like a 2+1 or 3+1. And then it lists stuff like, you know, nearby public transport, or, you know, this much of space, or there's a garden, or it's facing the east or the west, whatever. But in the future, will they say 2 bedrooms plus 1 work-from-home room plus 2 bathrooms.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also that work-from-home room cannot be just any room that's just chucked in the house. You can't just point to any room. It has to be, it has to have a window, because if you're going to Zoom, you're going to need the light. The window cannot be to the floor because it has to be above your desk height. That sort of thing. So I'm wondering, this sort of reminded me of that. And how they would sort of design deco stuff and interior deco and even homes and rooms to accommodate work from home culture.
The other thing with that as well is that, you know, when you go to see property listings and you see pictures of of accommodation and then you go to a different listing and it's the same picture. And then you go to a different listing and it's the same picture. I'm guessing that this will make those agents really have to up their game, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are just going to be dismissing it left, right, and center, you know? And especially if you're doing these house tours, you know, virtually or whatever now, it actually has to be the house that you're showing.
Instead of that common house that they have the keys to,
And I also wouldn't be surprised if even more of a focus was placed on Wi-Fi connections. I think there are some apartment buildings that still don't support, what's it called, fiber optic connections and stuff like that. That's going to have to change.
For sure.
With that in mind then, let's just take a short break. The question, would you want to attend a micro event? Why or why not? Let us know here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.